We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you have been listening, you've been hearing the news involving some sports, the sports involving St. Thomas, part of the MIAC, for a while longer here, but not much longer because they basically have been... Well, for lack of a better term, kicked off the conference. I'm joined by the athletic director, Phil Esten, who's been with St. Thomas for, what has it been, Phil, just since the first of the year, right?
It's been, yeah, good morning, John. It's been since about the middle of January.
Coming from Penn State to take over that job. Did you know that this was a possibility when you came into the job?
Yeah. You know, I did. Apparently, there have been conversations around this particular topic for a couple of years, and those conversations had escalated over the last several months, and you know, that's when we saw this as an inevitability.
Is this, you know, from a fan standpoint, I look at this like, well, this is just because the other schools feel they can't compete. St. Thomas has a bigger student body. They'll be, you know, always, you know, able to draw better prospects for their team. Is this where this comes from?
Well, from what we understand, the other presidents have definitely cited competitive parity in the conference. And so when you look at, as an example, over the last 5 years, St. Thomas has been pretty successful, and we've won more than half of the conference championships over the last 5 years. And so that's definitely a source of, you know, of the issue.
And, of course, this affects football, but I'm sure it affects all sports at St. Thomas, correct?
Well, you know, if anybody's following along right now, we've got our softball team playing in the College World Series in Texas. We're really proud of what Coach Cheetah has done with our softball team, and our track teams are still competing in the championships. Men's golf just finished 15th, and we're in the top 10 of the Directors' Cup nationally. So, yes, it's a comprehensive athletic excellence at St. Thomas, something that we're proud of and something that we'll continue to be proud of.
What are the conversations like that you've been having now with your coaches, the student athletes who make up the various teams at St. Thomas? What kind of comments and reaction are you getting?
Yeah, you know, the first thing that we needed them all to know is that they haven't done anything wrong. You know, we've done everything the conference has asked us to do. We've done everything the NCAA has asked us to do. We've invested in our student-athlete experience. We've invested in facilities. And what we've done is really prioritized that student-athlete experience and creating conditions for their success so that they can have a fantastic experience. And so talking to them, we want them to know that St. Thomas isn't going to change simply because our conference changes. We'll be committed to that core purpose, the student-athlete experience, whether we're in the MIAC or some other conference.
Now, have you heard from any other conferences so far, Division III or D2 schools at that level yet since this announcement?
Yeah, you know, at this point, it's incumbent upon us to sit down and really take a look at all the options, assess what options that we have. And, you know, I think that there are a couple of attributes at St. Thomas that will be appealing for our candidacy for other conferences. Certainly our location in the Twin Cities market, fantastic alumni base, the institutional reputation from an academic standpoint, the impact that we have not just on our students and student-athletes but the community, not to mention our commitment to excellence in athletics. I think that we will make an attractive candidate for a conference or two moving forward.
Do you see, we saw recently North Dakota State make the jump to Division I. That's a process. That doesn't happen like, okay, all of a sudden next year, that's where we're going. But it would be, you know, like a decade-long process for St. Thomas. Do you see that as a possibility down the road?
I think that's part of our assessment process. You know, we do now have this unique opportunity to really think through and think about what athletics can do for the institution. How do we advance institutional goals and priorities while making sure that we keep our eye on that student-athlete experience? And so whether or not that's at the Division III level or the Division II level or someday down the road, we think that that's the right move for us to think about the Division I level. I think that's all part of the process that we need to go through now.
I have to ask you, what have you been hearing from alumni, great support base for all of St. Thomas, academics and athletics together here. What has been reaction from alumni?
Yeah, you know, I'll say the primary reaction, the main reaction has been, hey, look, we've really enjoyed being in the MIAC. This is sad for all of us, but we're behind you, St. Thomas, and wherever we're going to go, we're going to be with you, and we're aligned 100%. And let's maintain our focus on excellence.
Yeah, for almost 100 years, I believe. Wasn't St. Thomas part of the original founding group of the colleges that formed the MIAC?
That's right, John. You know, we were one of the seven current members of the conference that were founding members of the conference almost 100 years ago. We'll celebrate that centennial anniversary next year with the conference. And so we've had a proud history. We're really proud of the heritage and the rivalries and collegial experiences we've had with our colleagues in the league. But, you know, we're looking at this less as the last day in the MIAC and more as the first day of and what's next for St. Thomas.
All right, I'm chatting with Phil Esten this morning, who is the athletic director, has been since the first of the year at St. Thomas. Give me an idea then of just what the timeline looks like for the next few years here now going forward.
Sure. Well, as Ed has been reported yesterday, we have that window until spring of 2021 to transition out of the conference. And so over the next several months, we'll sit down and assess our options. And then I think the timeline kind of moves from there. If we're looking at Division III options, there's one timeline. At Division II options, another timeline. And that's all kind of precipitated by an NCAA process and procedures. But again, we think we'll be an attractive candidate for a couple of different conferences. It should be noted that we need to be invited to a conference. We don't just get to select. And so at some point when we make the decision that this might be a good fit, we then need to kind of move into a mode where it's incumbent upon us to secure that invitation from a particular conference.
Just out of curiosity, do you see a situation possible where schools like St. Thomas, St. John's, another, you know, longtime dominant force in the MIAC, where they might sort of splinter off and form a new conference in Division III?
Yeah, you know, that's certainly an option. I think that we could take a look at. I think that doesn't happen very often in college athletics. When you look at when new conferences have formed at any division that I am aware of, it's typically a big bulk of schools leaving or kind of fractioning off from one conference to form a conference, and they've already got a nucleus of schools that are going to be a good core group for that particular conference. But it's certainly not out of the question. It's something we take a look at.
Well, Phil, best of luck to you, the athletes, the coaches, the student body at St. Thomas going forward. We'll all be paying attention here at WCCO. So thank you so much for the conversation this morning.
John, appreciate the time.
Take care.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.